Thank you, Pauline. I'm very pleased to be here to present a perspective to you from the Association of American Universities today on the Minerva program. It is something in which our presidents and chancellors have a great interest, and including our AAU president, Bob Berdahl, who unfortunately is not able to be here today, but sends his regards. For those not familiar with AAU, let me tell you a little bit about who we are. We represent the presidents and chancellors of 60 leading U.S. research universities and then two Canadian institutions. Our universities produce over 50% of the PhDs in the United States. We also receive a significant proportion of federal funding for research. Of course, as you might guess, a significant proportion of that federal funding comes from the Department of Defense, and I always like to remind people the significance of DOD in supporting basic research at our universities. DOD is the number one sponsor of academic engineering research on our campuses, more so than NSF. They're also critical to other fields, oceanography, computer science. There are many areas that they play an important role in advancing research on our campuses. Now, having said that, well, on the one side we have the engineers. We also represent many of some of the folks who've raised concerns about the Minerva program, particularly in the anthropological community. And so one of the great things about working for universities is academic freedom, and we have many different perspectives on programs such as this one. Now, I want to talk a little bit. Dr. Monken already mentioned, and others have mentioned, that it was in a speech to the AAU presidents and chancellors in April when Secretary of Defense Gates first announced the Minerva Initiative. And having been there for that speech, I can say that our presidents and chancellors' reaction to that announcement was very positive. And I think it was positive because certainly our presidents and chancellors, many of whom are social scientists and humanists themselves, recognize that social science is, if used correctly, and I stress that, can help inform policymakers and enable them to make sound, sensible, and good policy decisions. And moreover, that the government should play an important role in supporting science and social science that helps address national needs. Now, of course, as somebody who's interested in science policy, the history of social science support in the government and the U.S. government is a long one, somewhat sordid. And you know, you go back to the creation of NSF, there were some heated debates. Senator Harley Kilgore, who was one of the fathers of NSF, you often hear about Vannevar Bush. Actually, Vannevar Bush from MIT, the MIT engineer who wrote Science of the Endless Frontier, argued that social science shouldn't be a part of the NSF. Harley Kilgore, a New Deal Democrat from West Virginia, he wanted social science to be a part of NSF, but he lost that debate in the end, and when NSF was created, there was no social science component. And in fact, it wasn't until 1991, many people don't realize, that a social, behavioral, and economics directorate was created at the National Science Foundation. Now, having said that, our AAU presidents certainly recognize the importance of social science and that it can and must play a role in informing and helping to shape policy and to addressing our most pressing national challenges, whether they be in health, education, energy, climate change, and certainly those related to national homeland security. So it was because of the value our members place in social science that I think they were so pleased with Secretary Gates. And I think it's important to not to underestimate something else. First of all, you know, we are always trying to get people to come talk to our presidents. Now, Secretary Gates, having been a university president, these were his colleagues when he was at Texas A&M, wanted to come and address them. But the fact that this is a secretary's initiative and he cares very deeply about it, I think you all need to understand that came through in his presentation to the presidents, and it should not be underestimated. And I think his vision for it and what Minerva should be is very important, because it's a vision that our presidents share with the secretary. Now, having said that, and despite the overwhelming support, our presidents are certainly aware of the potential speed bumps which could turn into brick walls if you don't implement this program correctly. And so when Secretary Gates did come, even before that, to some extent, we were involved in trying to advise the department as to how to implement this program effectively and what would make it work and what those speed bumps might be and how to avoid them. And critical to that is ensuring that the program protected academic integrity, preserved academic freedom, was based upon the quality of science, and also that the results would be open, publishable, and not classified. So we engaged folks like Dr. Munkin, Dr. Reese, and others at DOD to provide advice on what they had to do if they wanted to accomplish that vision that Secretary Gates has for the program. And I think critical to that was making sure that when the program was announced, how it was perceived by the community. And we all know there has been some, there have been concerns raised by some. But one of the things we did and actively was to encourage DOD and department to seek a relationship with the National Science Foundation. Of course, the reasons for that are the National Science Foundation does have a strong track record in dealing with the social science community. They're seen as credible partners, and they have an existing structure for peer review that people have trust and faith in the social science community. So the other thing NSF brings to the table is the fact they have the relationships that DOD does not. And the fact that DOD is initiating this effort in the first place suggests that they don't have the relationships with the social science community, which is what NSF and that partnership and brings to the table. And so we were very pleased, of course, when DOD and the NSF signed the Memorandum of Understanding on the Minerva program, and that both now have issued BAAs. Of course, the NSF, I think, will help to broaden the program, bring in people who otherwise may not be willing to participate because of the concerns that we have heard with amongst some in forging a relationship with the department. But I think that, you know, our system of science support is one that's pluralistic and it has its values in the sense that bringing people from the academic community who look a little bit differently, who are funded by or supported through different mechanisms is a positive, not a negative. Now, I want to just touch upon briefly some of the reasons why we believe at AAU that Minerva is such an important program. And I have 5 points I want to make. The first point is I've already mentioned, and that is that social science must inform policy. And Minerva recognizes that we need to do more and support than just support the hard sciences as it relates to national defense. And it also recognizes, and I was talking to Howard Silver, who is the executive director for the Consortium of Social Sciences, and Howard often says that social science is as important as trying to discover all the black holes in the universe. And I think it's important because social science does bring to bear information that is applicable to the world here and the challenges we face here on Earth, and I think that's what Minerva recognizes. Now, the second thing is that we need to expand the knowledge base and build upon the base of knowledge that already exists in these areas. And one of the things, there's certainly a lot of work that has been done that's related to these areas. It just hasn't necessarily been connected together, and it certainly hasn't been harvested by, I'd say, not only DOD, but many agencies that could utilize some of the work in these fields. And we need to do a better job at doing that. At the same time, building this knowledge base, expanding it, supporting it, and helping to grow that knowledge base is important, and Minerva will help to do that. The third thing is maybe the most important, and that is that this will support people, it will support human talent, it will support that not only the ability to train people in these fields to work in academia, but we need people who are trained and understand these areas to go into government public service, to work in the State Department, to work in the intelligence community, and to work at DOD. So I think that's a third critical, important piece of the Minerva program. I think Minerva, the fourth point I'd make is that Minerva is an opportunity for the academic community. It's going to provide the community with archives and information that they otherwise wouldn't have access to. I think that is a very positive thing, and hopefully in the long term it will help too to develop some tools that are needed to help utilize this information and to help support the social science that will be undertaken as a part of the initiative. The final thing I'd say is that Minerva recognizes the fact that there can be great value in seeking new perspectives and perspectives that come from outside the walls of the Pentagon. And for it to be successful, it's got to foster, and we heard the discussion about the need to foster debate. That's what this has got to do. And it creates the community that will have those discussions, and then the Pentagon and the Department of Defense and others in the government can draw upon it. And so I know there have been certainly concerns from some in our on our own campuses about the Minerva program. I think that those concerns being expressed it's been a healthy discussion. Positive. It's made the program already stronger, forged the relationship between DOD and the NSF, and so that's a good thing. And it's clear that the vision, at least from our perspective, having been engaged in this program from its very inception and having heard Secretary Gates' vision, is really to fund the best researchers and seek the best science. If DOD wanted to just reaffirm positions or policies they already had, they could just turn to their own FFRDCs and their own think tanks. They're not doing that. They're asking and calling upon the academic community to, rise to address a national challenge and national challenges and create new knowledge that will help to support sound policy. So I think it is important. It is an important initiative, and we at AA certainly appreciate the fact that DOD is trying to connect better with scholars and the researchers on our campuses. And of course, as I know, having worked for a few universities, our faculty will never shy away from challenging the status quo or challenging the current thought lines, and that is what science and social science and what we do at our research universities is all about. And so this is an opportunity, I think, to help to enhance the work of the Department of Defense. It will help not only the social science research that we conduct at our campuses, but it is also critically important to our nation. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions or if anybody has any. Okay.